gentlemen. To another week of the frickin' exciting, baffled comings and goings of the planet Earth that we try to represent here with a little bit of humour on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And speaking of humour, I've been trying to get these two together for quite a while now. I think one of them has to be having a little bit of trouble technically. The other, Mike Chambers. Mike, welcome to the program.
When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Hi, yeah. Guys.
Oh, we've got Tracy as well. Okay. It's all come together in the beginning rather than the end.
Sometimes it's better that it happens that way.
Yeah. Right. Because then you don't look like a monumental screw-up like me.
Well, because if everything comes together at the end, the only thing's left is a cigarette afterwards.
Hmm. Well, either that, just immense amounts of... immense amounts of disappointment.
It could be, especially for her.
For real, man.
I mean, don't worry, I started first.
Okay, yeah. Great. Now that we've lowered the brow of the conversation.
Well, you said you wanted to brighten the listeners' day, is what you told me earlier, so I'm doing everything I can.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my gosh, the stock market in America is down 634 points today alone. They're rioting in Israel over the weekend. They're rioting in London. London is like a blaze. They've got cops everywhere.
Yeah.
And the police chief there at Scotland Yard is telling him, "You will tell us who these people are." Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff's going on. We also have the new Super Congress, the Council of 13. How satanic is that?
Jesus and his disciples.
A dirty dozen of corrupt councillors that are in the financed hand pockets of a bunch of globalist slime bags, plus the uber slave puppet, El Presidente Barack H. O'Barry. And they get this. This is hilarious. This new Council of 13 has supreme control over the Houses of Congress and the Senate and the Executive. Okay, they now get to write every single bill that goes through Congress, okay? No individuals can contribute any new bills or anything like that. And if they vote against it or if they want to make amendments, they can't. Because if they can't agree to accept the council's recommendations in the first place, then the council goes ahead and overrules them and puts it through anyway. Well, that's the new America. You officially have a dictatorship there.
You're partially right about it. The regular Congress will still be able to submit bills. Just there's a high likelihood they'll never come out of committee. Oh, because we're going to be too busy doing Super Congress business. Give me my cape, please. I'm headed for the Super Congress.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. And what's even worse for all the pedophile congressmen in the House of Representatives, they've gotten rid of the House Page program, where they bring teenagers in every year to operate as messengers and couriers. That has been stopped. This was the last year. So people like Barney Frank will go home alone at night now.
I'm surprised they stopped that.
I am too. I figured Barney Frank would have wanted to double it.
But perhaps they're just getting younger kids now.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. You know, perhaps now that because of the recession, the congressional daycare... Now the children have to be employed to run messages around as well, kind of like little pint-sized carrier pigeon children. You know, that's what the new Congress is going to be, and you know they'll be encouraged to sit on the congressman's lap and stuff like that. You know, it'll be sweet as potatoes.
Well, could be, yes, for the congressman, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, let me show you how the legislative agenda is supposed to work here, honey.
See, a myriad of...
I only spent 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the House agenda will keep going on regardless of what the House thinks about the House agenda. Because that's the way the system runs. There's a hierarchy above a hierarchy above a hierarchy. And everybody's separate, but ultimately, nobody gets a say other than those that are in the top circle.
Yes, and you have to be in the top circle to understand. And the question is, will it go round in circles? To quote Billy Preston. Yes.
Well, I feel it's more like rolling rather than going round, and it's rolling downhill in a steamroller-type fashion, and everybody's wallets are down the bottom, and they're going to have everything crushed and squeezed out of them like a tube of toothpaste.
Well, you know, that's kind of like one of those loop-to-loop roller coasters, you know, they tell you to take stuff out of your pockets before you go through the loops. It's like they've had everybody go through the loop, everybody's back down at the bottom, and then there's some yo-yo down at the bottom collecting all the change.
Yep. Well, it's more like a school bully grabs you by your ankles and lifts you off the ground and then shakes the change out of your pockets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because as far as I see it now, the stock market seems to be broken. There's no way that the Super Congress is going to try and curb off the economy. In fact, now, aren't they just asking for more money? More bailouts? They spent the entire budget that they this new debt ceiling, they spent it in like a day or two?
I'll tell you this. Barack Obama proved today that he actually, as far as a president, he's done. I mean, here he gets on television to try to tell the American people who's to blame for everything. Not him, of course. You know, he's been busy, he worked very hard, stayed up late at night, lost sleep, in fact. Didn't even shoot basketball one day. He did have a hamburger, though, and that caused him great angst.
I don't know, Mike. You and I disagree about this.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I don't think they feed him.
Well, they may not feed him. I don't know. Maybe the only time he gets to eat something is when the media is around. Maybe Michelle won't let him in the garden.
I don't think so.
So every time he gets a chance, you know, he gets a chance at a burger, he jumps like it and like a wild man on it. And I know he's still smoking. He says, oh, I've quit. Yeah, you quit until you went and bought another pack.
Yeah, he's quit like I've quit being a douchebag.
But here's this guy. He gets on TV today, starts talking about who's to blame and everything. And while he's on the air, talking to the American people, the stock market drops another 100 points.
Oh God, Barry's talking.
There's confidence. Oh my God, thank you.
Why don't they resurrect a zombie Osama bin Laden and then have Barack H. O'Berry digitally cut his head off with a chainsaw.
We killed off all the Navy SEALs over the weekend. That's done, see?
Oh, yeah, that's true. They were in one of those
Navy SEALs, weren't they?
The entire crew, basically. Every soldier in that unit. All killed in one helicopter crash.
And the puppies.
And their puppies?
There were puppies. Apparently there were puppies. I heard a caller on today, and I had actually heard there were dogs working with these SEALs.
Yeah,
I've heard that too. Yeah.
You know that everyone's after the puppies now because they're heroes. But they were on a very small plane.
Very small,
were they stacked? Were they already dead?
Well, apparently there's a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of things that light up. I mean, SEAL Team 6 went in to kill Osama bin Laden. It turns out that the Situation Room photo with O'Barry watching the everything going on, it was clearly staged, and later revealed to yes, it was actually a fraud. Sorry, we lied to you. That didn't really happen. Or What else has been proven to be fake? Oh, yeah. Oh, he used his missus as a human shield. Turns out to be fake, too. Oh, what else turned out to be fake? Oh, yes. Burying them at sea in response to Muslim tradition. When Muslim tradition is to bury them at least 6 feet under the ground so that they won't be dug up by animals. And they need to be buried very quickly, within 24 hours, I think. All right, so that doesn't stack up.
A sailor or a fisherman, but we don't know what branch of the CIA he worked for. He could have been.
But see, the cut we hear as far as bin Laden in the ocean. Here's what you don't understand: we were in the helicopter. We're heading back to the USS Carl Vinson. I think he's wonderful, Graham. We're having a good time. We're patting each other on the back. And the coast, the view of the coast from the sea was so beautiful. I look forward to it. I said, Bob, give us another view of that coast. And lo and behold, he banked left real sharply. Been long way right out.
Accidents happen.
It does. Yeah. Very good sea.
Yeah. Well, see, it's a convenient cover. You know.
Well, and we gave him a Muslim funeral. We opened up a thing of hummus and some crackers, and we ate it. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, see, that's why Israelis don't trust chickpeas, because they could be working for hummus.
Yeah. And watch them every step of the way.
Yeah. That's incidentally why you don't take Israelis out for Turkish kebabs, because they'll shoot at the hummus.
Right. Well, but that you don't take them to a barbecue buffet either. It's all pork.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently...
How about some ribs?
Israel now has a huge drop in its stock market too, doesn't it? One of the top five places not to be. Southern California, New York. What? Where else? What else was on there? I forget.
Illinois. Detroit. There's a lot of places not to be here in this country.
Well, you know, it's normally the places that are built up on huge amounts of economic commerce, and they don't really have too much natural resources, huge high concentrations of population, which as soon as the money supply gets cut off, so will the water and the food, like places that don't have their own water supply tables, like Southern California, for example, is basically all but desert with its water getting pumped in from out of state. You know, how are they going to afford to pay their water bills if the economy tanks like 50%?
Well, they have Libya, and I think that's about the water, so.
Well, it's now contaminated.
Same thing.
Well, if it wasn't being shelled with depleted uranium, I'm sure the Libyan water table would be a good option.
It was a good plan to begin with. Who sent that bomb? No one got my permission.
Well, apparently the Congress never gave permission either, but that seems to be the run of things, isn't it? You know, same thing with New Zealand. Oh, well, we've just got to send our highly trained $1 million-a-head SAS troops to Afghanistan, but they're not going to be involved in any military operations, says our Prime Minister John Key. And lo and behold, out come news articles that, oh, this guy's holding a gun, looking menacing, as all stuff gets blazing to hell behind him, and they're caught out being part of operations, actually leading assaults in urban areas. And this kind of BS, really, can't be tolerated. If you're going to send people to die, sure, send them to die. But come up with a freaking better reason than, oh, we're not sending them in there to die, right? That's because then they just die for a lie, don't they? I mean, why can't the Prime Minister and his staff come up with a better script to convince me of the worthiness of the cause? They don't even bother anymore. Couple of words, oh, terrorism. Supporting the war on terror.
Well, why should they bother? Because by the time you've settled on one reality and you're in the process of debunking that reality, they change to an entirely new one. I mean, every 6 months now, Al-Qaeda is destroyed. Al-Qaeda is defeated. We don't have to do anything more with Al-Qaeda. And then the next month, Al-Qaeda's, oh my God, they're everywhere. They're doing franchises now. I mean, Al-Qaeda evidently now, because they've set up in Yemen now, has franchises, kind of like McDonald's and Pizza Hut. You know, you can buy into it, and now you can have your very own Al-Qaeda franchise.
Do you want fries with that, Bob?
Yeah. It was says so in their magazine. Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like fries with your Molotov cocktail?
You can have your fries.
Oh, yeah. And I need some 50 caliber ammunition to go with my guns as well. Okay. But you gotta have Diet Coke with that for the aspartame. Okay. All right. How much is that?
Only if you're getting the combo. Are you getting the terror combo, man? sir.
Yeah, yeah, the terror combo. That's AK-47s in a blanket. No, pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, nice. I'll have a number 9/11.
Heavy on the super thermite, sucks. Okay? Thank you.
Super size.
I see. Hey, that reminds me of a great idea. There really should be a truther cafe where every meal is based on some kind of PSYOP or false flag terrorism attack or whatever. Like, for example, the 9/11 pancake platter.
There you go. Yeah.
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 Pancake platter.
Yeah, and when you cut into it, it crushes into one third its size, into its own footprint. Yeah.
Indeed. And it also emits a lot of pulverized dust, which later drifts to the ground and lightly salts.
Well, and see, thermite, and that's your pancake.
That's extra. You got to pay extra for the thermite.
Well, and the benefit of all that, too, is with all the dustification, is you got something for later.
Indeed.
It's the meal that stays with you all day.
That's right.
It's the New World Order's version of the everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah, that's right. 9/11 victims' families taking home in a doggy bag tonight on the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We'll be right back. AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest today. And I've got to stop saying that. If you notice that I always say my very special guest, is everybody very special? Or,
yes, we are.
Or at least. Or are these two just kind of uber special, you know, or uber fantastic guests?
Or especially bad guests, one of the two. You just like my especially bad guest, Mike Chambers, and my wonderful guest, Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or strike that, really? Reverse.
I mean, I don't get invited on many shows.
I think it's maybe because people are jealous, Mike. You know, you kind of steal the show, mate.
Well, and did you notice that after you and I did like 3 hours together on the UnitedWeStrike.com thing, they no longer let us hang together anymore. They've separated us.
Well, I thought actually after I heard that show, it might be a good idea. I thought I could go through the whole show without, you know, just laughing.
Well, they invite us on for the little finale show. To recap the day, and Vinny and I told them straight up. I said, "Look, you don't want us on because we're gonna take the thing over."
You don't even know. Yeah, true. You warned them,
and we did.
Of course.
I have a great apologetic kind of strand to me. So, for those of you who are kind of listening to this show today, and are perhaps upset. By the cacophony of contribution we have here. Sorry. You know, I'm very sorry. It's not my fault. I swear to God, I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm very sorry. I'm Canadian, first of all.
Yeah, well, you know, Canada needs to be blamed at every opportunity as far as I'm concerned.
Canada.
They get away with far too much. Tucked away up there in the cold corner where nobody is looking. They're the children that sit at the back of the class version of countries, you know.
No, they're even worse. They're ones that sit in the middle of class and no one looks at them. And what are they up to? Many, many things.
Actually, not right now
in Canada. We're all up north at our cottages. Not me, but everyone else. Cities are empty. Very quiet. We had a blackout. No one noticed. It's true. We did. We had a blackout. No one noticed.
Nobody noticed.
It was in Toronto.
Well, yeah.
People were like, well, that's fine because I'm not home. So don't worry about it.
So what are you going to apologize for? Vinny, what are you apologizing for?
I guess I've been feeling a lot really guilty this past couple of weeks, man. I've been promising a whole lot and trying to do a whole bunch of things and just basically failing in them. And there's so many people right now who need something from me. I haven't been looking at my emails. I've just basically been really slack.
Yeah.
Maybe you need some time at the confessional with Sister Tracy.
That, or he needs to hang out a little bit more with Brenda Lee. Yes.
Mother, everybody just needs to be cheered up a little bit these days. Everything's getting pretty dark.
Come on, spill your heart,
and all the media keep lying to us and making us focus on things that absolutely have no value to the human being whatsoever. Hyping up the crises like there's no freaking tomorrow, making everybody so afraid that everything will be taken away from them. Buy everything. Buy it. They empty those freaking shop shelves. Oh, it's scary. You need to stock up on freaking duct tape in case of a chemical attack.
The solution to 1984 is 1995 plus tax. Don't you get it? We got helicopters loaded with Ebola. 110% Mac Daddy murderers ready to come your way.
Terrible.
The culmination of...
Sorry.
The culmination of 1984 is 9/11.
No, it's 1995 plus tax. Didn't you know that?
That was the 1995 plus tax.
Why am I DVD?
It's actually 1911 plus tax if you're in Canada, because we have...
Well, because of exchange rates now.
HST.
Yeah, well, you got
the GST, right? HST and BSB and...
MOUSE.
And
the New Zealand currency is floating ridiculously high of late, something like 87 US cents. And I remember when I was a kid, it was around the 50 mark.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I heard somebody on the radio today. I was driving around in my truck earlier today, and somebody was on the radio telling people to buy Canadian dollars.
They're worth more than yours now.
Yeah. I thought, who'd have thought that?
I'm loving my cross-border shopping.
I bet you are. But you're probably enjoying the Border Patrol frisking more, though, I would think, Tracy.
Only when they had the Mounties on, because they have the cute outfits.
And their hats,
I wanted to drive to the airport when they were doing it.
Dudley do right. Mm-hmm.
My mom and my aunt were there when they first initiated that, and they asked if they could pick the Mountie who was going to frisk them. Apparently, the Mounties thought that was rude. I'm surprised.
I thought they were snuggly, like Kodiak bears.
Well, apparently some of them are shy. So there's no longer Mounties at the airport. Now we just have to walk through the scanners or get frisked by very, very large women.
Or what about the transgendered gal that was working in L.A. for the TSA?
Oh, my God.
She was double the bang for her buck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, because depending on the day they needed her, one day she could do the guys, the next day she could do the girls.
Yeah,
see, it's all part of the multi-purpose workforce initiative.
Her motto was "Have duct tape, we'll travel."
But why the duct tape? I didn't hear the punchline of this joke. What's the duct tape for?
Well, the duct tape is to restrain one's member that might be out of whack. And what they do is
she was still packing, basically.
Exactly.
I don't know how to say that nicely.
It's amazing how much packing people do using duct tape these days.
Well, yes. Duct tape is very strong. Very strong. Very resilient.
You need to watch the Red Green Show up here in Canada where duct tape is used instead of nails for everything, basically.
I've done all kinds of things with duct tape and baling wire.
Didn't anyone hear it?
It was invented here in America in the South.
It was not.
It was.
You know the duct tape came from up here.
I got this email once of this dude who repaired his small single-engine Cessna tail with duct tape. A bear had got into it, like he was out fishing in Alaska and lands and catches a few fish, puts the fish in the tail of his plane, you know. And this bear comes along, easily rips open the aluminium skin of the plane, eats the fish and then walks off. So this guy's left with this freaking giant gaping hole in the back of his plane. So he gets these, so he gets his mates to fly him in 6 rolls of duct tape and some plywood or something, and he just patches it up, rolls it around. It actually looked like quite a professional job, you know. And
he flew
his plane home all right. It was safe as nails.
Oh yeah, because I mean, you've got race cars here, stock cars that run. They call it NASCAR. It's a hillbilly thing down in the South, and to make the cars go faster, is they will actually put duct tape on the grills to cut the amount of air getting into the radiator, and at the same time, with more space of being covered on the car, it actually the wind is forces the car down, thus making it go faster. Duct tape does everything. It's a Band-Aid. Say while you're messing with your plane or you're fighting off a bear and you get cut, you take your duct tape and wrap it around your finger. That's a Band-Aid.
Apparently you haven't met many bears.
Well, and if you're smart enough, you get the duct tape around the bear's snout. Then you're good. They do that to alligators. Did you know that? They'll get alligators.
No.
Yes, no. They get alligators and duct tape their mouths. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I'm grabbing the bear. I'm wrestling the alligator. Wait, one sec. I can get my duct tape out.
All you got to do is get it started, honey. Once you get it started, it's on. Of course, you're behind them. You kind of got them behind, you know. Got to grab it a neck, and you're grabbing it around.
Mike makes a fabulous duct tape and alligator gumbo.
You darn right, man.
You fried that on barbecue.
Well, and when I was in kindergarten, there was a girl making a lot of noise. And my teacher at the time, the girl wouldn't shut up. My teacher reached into her drawer, snipped off like about a 4-inch square of a duct tape, placed it on her mouth. The girl was quiet the rest of the day. Except for if you're, but other than that, she's quiet.
That'll do it.
Well,
in those days, the teachers got promoted for that stuff. Nowadays, you get fired, but that's.
Now, this gives me an idea. See, the problem with politicians is simply a lack of duct tape. Okay?
I agree. Yes. Yes.
If they had enough duct tape on their mouth and enough duct tape so that they could attach them to a chair, they wouldn't be able to go around doing dastardly deals and screwing each other over. Okay, so this is the new bill that needs to be introduced. I'm not sure the Super Congress will refuse to veto it, but here we go anyway. It is the compulsory duct tapification of Congress.
Duct tape and cannabis. If they have to smoke before every meeting, I think we will finally hear Israel calling up Palestine saying, hey, you guys have any hummus left?
Well, no, it's, hey, man, we're out, man. Can you help me out? Man, come on over, man. We'll do a bag together, man. Come on.
Come on. We'll settle all this.
Who is this? This is Netanyahu. Get your ass over here, man. Bring your weed. We'll make some brownies.
I got some stuff from the guys in Syria that'll put a hump on a camel's back.
Apparently, they got the best stuff on the planet, so maybe they should start smoking, and this should be a UN initiative.
Yeah, it's no longer the Golan Heights; it's the Ganja Heights.
Yeah,
change the name in honor.
Smoke this, then we're going to meet.
Yeah, they're at the Cheech and
Chong. They're going to change the name from the Golan Heights to Gotten High. All right.
That's basically it.
Yeah. We're gonna go tramp into the Gotten Highs, and it may take a few days to come back.
That's kind of like Moses. What exactly did you do up on that mountain?
Well, he was there for a long time.
There's a lot of bush up there. Let me tell you, a lot of weed.
You heard about the big Canadian initiative a couple of years ago, guys. You heard about that?
No.
Where? And this really happened. It was on the news, so you can believe it. Really happened. Our major initiative, we had apparently Al-Qaeda cornered, Taliban, everybody. Because we had everybody. And the colonel decided the best thing to do was there was this marijuana field in between them, was burn it.
Really?
The wind changed. And it sent all the smoke back at our guys. who apparently put down their guns and were signaling for munchies for several hours. Okay, this signaling for munchies thing I kind of made up myself, but it really did happen. Buddy's great idea was, let's burn down this field.
Hello, we'll everybody. Taliban headquarters. Yeah, this is Bob with 161st SEAL Team 6 unit. You got any Pringles over there? How about
the radio? Bob and my brother Doug. Got some
well, it is military.
You guys have some. You guys got bread, and I heard you guys can make hummus. It's, and you know, we could settle this all right now. Cross this field.
I suppose.
Oh my God.
Well, look. It is standard operating procedure that you, when you want supplies to be delivered, pop green smoke.
Well, yeah, that's very true. And then the winds go back and forth, and everybody's got contact high, and nothing gets done. We're like, yeah.
We're don't send us into a fight, because we apparently just think, oh, yeah, we're going to take over this country first. We need to burn some of this pot.
Well, the thing is, you either got to get them high or get them laid, one of the two. If you've done it, it's a game over.
Bob and Doug McKenzie running the military up here. We got four guys in a stick. Apparently, we got a couple fishing boats.
Yeah. So, we've been, like, trying to feed them back bacon over there in Afghanistan. They don't like the pork, eh? So me and Bob, we like, eat it up and drink all the beer, eh? One of the haircuts.
In New Zealand, our military is so poor. We have 17 small helicopters for the whole country to defend the entire country of 4 million people. All right? And some of them aren't even in working order. The number is 402-237-2525, ladies and gentlemen. 402-237-2525. Give us a call on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be back in a moment.
It's just the threat of those coppers.
Eastwood Show. I am Mr. News at Mr. News Guerrilla Media. Check out that little YouTube channel there. 309 videos and counting. And you'll get information off of those videos that no mainstream media will ever let you know, on purpose at least. And if they do let you know, they certainly won't repeat it and repeat it endlessly so that you don't question it for the rest of your freaking existence. And this is something that I don't understand about a lot of people, is that you ask them to clarify virtually anything that they know or do to try and see if they understand the roots of it or the components or something of that nature. And on the whole, most people don't know. It's strange. It's like they're getting water out of the tap. They don't know what's in the water. They don't know where it came from. They don't know how many processes it's gone through. They print out a receipt, and they don't know what toxins are in the ink when they touch it. It's a thing. There is a history, a reason, and usually a toxin behind virtually every activity that we conduct in our modern world. So when you tell somebody that everything's a lie or everything is toxic, they don't quite get it, because it's so huge, the implication that everything that you're currently doing right now is probably bad for you. And I suppose the only real thing you can do about that is just have a few laughs about it, because after all, it's just the end of the world.
After all, yeah.
But not today.
But maybe not today. No. No, not yet. We haven't stolen everything.
It could have been on the weekend. I'm so glad we're here to talk about this today, guys. We had such a massive solar flare. We had three. We had actually protons were released this time. I'm big on the sun.
And he's big on YouTube, I heard. He said some really good things about you. Now, he was drunk, but he said he heard some really good things about you.
Wow.
Yeah, he is big on you, about maybe 15 billion times bigger than you are.
I guess you could say he's hot for you.
I don't judge a man by his size.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I'm pretty large, and I am hotter than the sun, but I'm not that bright.
Vinny's what they call a hunk of burning love.
A hunk of
burning love, yeah.
A hunk of chunk of burning love.
But we actually could have, and even NASA was a little bit freaked out about it. This whole thing could have been mute today. And have you prepared? Do you have a little extra water? What do you do when the lights go out? Because I met some boys, friends of my son, who could not forge ice cubes from my freezer because there was no automatic ice cube thing. I'm afraid for our future a little bit because of this.
Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, have you noticed people can't even tell you directions? You ask somebody for directions, they don't know because they got their GPS.
And they can't even say,
oh my God,
why the red sign on the right, and you have to go by the... You don't even get those vague directions anymore. It's like, wait a minute, let me talk to my Sam Sam or Tom Tom or Bob Bob.
Get this, guys. I was watching a movie last night called Horrible Bosses, right? And this guy's got this GPS, and the GPS has an actual person on the other end of the line to him, and they're talking to him and whatnot, and they mention that they were involved in a crime, and he shuts their car down.
All right.
And later on, it's revealed that they record all of the conversations that you have while you're in your car.
Yeah.
Okay. And the new Google Street Maps and stuff like that they're doing now is being designed for access and use by remote autopilot robotic cars. Okay. So that people won't be able to drive anymore either. You'll have to go by the Google assigned route and all of the stuff because it's far more efficient and far more safe and that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
There's this really weird stuff going on, man. And it's, the mind boggles. Because it's so freaking huge in so many different ways. You know, that's just one piece of information that was released over the weekend out of a huge myriad of them.
A myriad, yes.
You can't deal with it properly.
Yeah, it's...
You have to. You don't really have much of a choice in the matter. I'm sorry, everybody, you know. If you're upset by the Vinny Eastwood show, the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Now, only call in if you either want to talk about something really important to you or if you want to just have a laugh. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, those are the two top priorities for what people should be really, really doing. Spending their time thinking about serious stuff and the rest of the time having a big, big cackle about it in order to deal with it.
Or maybe your mama locked you in your basement and you've been there for 6 weeks and you're wondering if she's, you know, I mean, she's been feeding you cheese and crackers to the slot. You're wondering if she's still really living there. Call us. We'll let you know.
That's right.
And don't be a baby, first of all.
No. Suck it up.
I don't want to hear your little sucky stories. No.
Well, you see, the idea of bringing you guys on today was that we wanted to sort of cheer people up because there was a lot of bad news over the weekend and over the last week. Some high-profile activists and good people have died. And what was his name? Brian O'Leary, a former astronaut and a free energy device advocate. He's gone. That was really sad. It was posted on Guerrilla Media by our associate producer Chris in the UK, and I sent that to John Eisen here, who co-authored a book with him called "Suppressed Inventions and Other Discoveries," and I was the first person to let him know, and he was really, really sad about it. And it's that kind of thing that happens when people pass away. You really you really feel for the people who knew them the most.
Yeah. Do you notice there's a lot of astronauts or ex-astronauts dying lately? Weird deaths?
A lot of all sorts of people. Lots of biological scientists as well.
Yeah.
That's been going on for years.
Immunologists? Not even that. They're the guys who just study viruses.
Virologist, microbiologist. They've been often microbiologists now for like a decade.
Four from Hamilton, which is like an hour from me, passed away on the weekend. All death by car. Apparently our cars suck up here. Because they all died in car accidents, random ones. And not even road rage, which happens up here. Just their cars stopped and they got hit by trucks. One, his car stopped and then it slid over.
Yeah, car accidents are a great method of accidental disposal. Speaking of accidental disposal, we have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Vinny.
Hey, man, how's it going?
And Mike, and please forgive me.
Tracy.
For not recognizing the female guest you have, but I love your show. I mean, I have to run my wife out of the room because she wants to talk, and I'm saying, no, I'm listening to the Vinny Eastwood show.
Man with his priorities straight.
Well, it's funny, I have that same talk with my girlfriend.
Well, you know, you're trying to do a show, and like my wife wants to come in here and have important conversations, and it's like, wait a minute, we've got 3 minutes during a break for me to do this, to talk to you about this. Can we like wait for like 3 hours?
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah, that's fine. But then they just say, yeah, that's okay, I'll wait, and then she launches right back into her point.
So this would be waiting post op, and you know the doctor comes out and talks with you, and it's like, not now. But anyway, I have a confession.
Okay.
Is this a good day for confessionals for duct tape?
It's a wonderful day for confession. Sister Tracy is always here to hear your confessions.
And can you please tell me your name?
Tracy.
Tracy? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you on another show somewhere and I missed it? Or are you just, I know you're special guest with Vinny.
I'm on DefiantForYou.com, Trace Elements, and I'll be starting back up next month.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay? Is my volume up all right? At any time.
We might actually have to save this confession for after the break if you're willing to hold on the line. Caller, what's your name there, by the way? Just your first
name
will do fine.
My name's Clayton, and is the volume okay? Maybe...
It is at the perfect confessional level. Now, you can either have Sister Tracy, or you can hang around and wait for Father Flanagan, whichever you would like. Now, he's
Mike, I need Father Flanagan.
Either way,
Father Duck Tape.
Assume the position in you.
Okay.
I'll wait.
If you want to hold over the break there, Clayton, we'll bring you right up after the break in hour number two of the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My remarkably fabulous special compadres for today are Mike Chambers and Tracy Kennedy. We'll
be
right
back. I'm at the rosary in a minute.
and harmony, but not in the satanic Aleister Crowley sense of the word peace and harmony, where everybody winds up getting friggin' exterminated. In the actual, real, I don't want to be your enemy. I'd rather figure out what we agree on and engage in a relationship on that basis out of respect, kind of peace and harmony. My guests today are Tracy Kennedy from Trace Elements and Mike Chambers from The Mike Chambers Show on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And welcome back to hour number two to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the therapy hour. And we still have Clayton, otherwise known as Zen, on the line here. And he's got a little bit of a confession for us. Clayton, are you still there?
I am here, Vinny.
All right. Lay it on us, brother.
So here's what I did, okay? So I need some absolution. Is it, between you, Tracy, and Mike, do you think I can get some absolution out of this duct tape story?
I will give you some absolution, Lottie. You just come on in here and sit close to Father Flanagan now and tell him all about it.
It's not too bad, but I have to admit I had a little bit of I had a little to drink when I did this, okay? Are you ready?
All duct tape stories start like this. Go ahead, Brother Clint.
Okay, it's clean, so don't worry. Here in the Midwest, we some of us like to hunt rabbits and shoot them and eat them. And, I don't do that anymore because I'm so broken down I can't do it. But so now I just collect dogs that come into town. So I try to, work it out that way to where any stray dog that comes in, I just make a home for them. So I guess that's how I work that out. But here's what I did. Okay, you ready? Vinny, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. So I was at my mom's house, and I live in a beautiful place up north now, but I was very young. I had a beagle that would not shut up. You know about beagle dogs? Mike, Vinny, and Tracy, you know about them? They like to bark, right?
Yes, they do.
They bark. And, okay, so you probably know where this is going, right? So I went down in my dad's basement and got the duct tape, the dreaded duct tape. And I duct taped, yes, I did, for about 10 minutes, duct tape.
And I see your shame there, Clayton. I can tell you, here's
I've
why.
Tracy, I've never got over it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like anything. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should have just like a show like once a week for absolution.
I reckon the show's like 5 days a week for absolution. I mean, there's been times when I've killed animals that have made me cry. Like I drowned a rooster one time, and I just started bawling out, crying. It was just so freaking painful, and I was so ashamed of myself that I had to kill this bird. And, I've done much worse than duct tape a dog's mouth shut. And the fact that you're even seeking absolution means that you feel guilty about what you did. Okay, that means that you made a mistake, and that means you need to get over it.
Well, here's the thing, too. I had hives real bad, and I was, like, not good, okay? So they didn't make it,
All the elements were just bad,
you know?
Yeah. It's when you're under a lot of stress, mate. You do freaking crazy things, aren't you?
And let's be honest here, Clayton. Let's get down to the brass tacks of it. You're really not concerned about the dog. You're more upset that you went in and you broke into your father's basement.
Well, it's true, and,
yes. That's what's been dogging you all these years. It's not the dog. The dog you were using as something to push that guilt on, and you thought about the dog. That's why you pulled it off after 10 minutes. But you really realize that your true crime, your true assault was on your father's basement.
I stole my dad's duct tape, Mike. I stole my dad's duct tape.
Yes,
okay?
You did. Thank you. See now the healing can begin.
Clayton, to be honest.
Yes.
if you're telling a true story,
okay, Tracy,
I think
go ahead.
We need to think about why something had to shut up. You are
absolved
of these crimes by the nuns and the priests and little bambinos.
So he knew that he was down in his dad's basement because it was just the duct tape that time. The last time it was the Playboys and the Penthouses and Dad's special edition of Hustler that he was down there looking at.
Well, I think he was trying to listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show and the Beagles wouldn't shut up and it drove him so nuts that he went out to that.
And here's just a little side note.
I think the Hustler and the Playboy and Penthouse does a little more close to fact.
But the fact of the matter is, it is actually a little funny. You know, duct tape.
It is kind of funny, but it's sad too. But I only duct tape the snout for like 5 to 10 minutes. And my mom, she was absolutely, oh my gosh, she was like, I mean nowadays, you know, I would be, well, that'd be 10 years here in America.
So now the death penalty, I don't know. Now the truth comes out. The only reason the duct tape came off the dog was because mom was freaking out. So you just wait till I talk to your father.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was the middle of the day. My dad was building triggers for nuclear bombs and medics, you know, here in middle America. And, you know,
and the last thing you wanted to do was come home and go off, yeah.
We don't have jobs in America anymore. What we do is we don't produce jobs, we produce war. So,
right.
You know, that's what he did. He never told me about it, but I figured it out.
He felt it.
So I'm asking for absolution. And just a side note, Vinny and Mike, you know the chick for heart solution? The one that, I shouldn't say chick. Okay, all right.
Chick.
You know the gal for the heart solution ad? Well, never mind.
Yes.
Let's move on. But anyway, I'm asking for
absolution. You're not having fantasies about her, are you now?
Well, there's just one part of that.
You kind of want absolution.
There's just one part of that commercial.
Are you dreaming of her sitting there with a little medicine drop or putting the heart and body extract under your tongue?
There's just one part of that commercial, the heart and body extract, that just sends
me. Tell me.
All right. So, but let's get back. So, you know, all the Americans listening, I don't know.
I need to know.
Huh?
I want to hear what the little part is. Tell me.
You really want to know what this is?
I really want to know now.
It's the part where she says the body just needs a little bit of help. I mean, I have to control myself, you know, keep from going to the bedroom or the bathroom.
You just need a little help.
We all need a little help. Say five Hail Marys.
It runs a little too often, but that makes it worth it, okay?
Yeah, say you have 9 no videos and you're 10 Hail Marys.
You're going to hell if you do.
And for your total absolution, slide your hand up my pants. There we go.
And by the way, I grew up Catholic.
Thank God to TSA.
I grew up Catholic. So
amen.
I know about absolution.
There you go. Do you feel better?
Well, I do. I mean, I guess my session is done here as far as, you know, duct taking a beagle's mouth shut for 5 to 10 minutes.
What actually is absolution itself? Like, what does the word actually mean?
Really, in the Catholic sense, you really have to actually pay money to the...
If you'll hold the line, I'll give you my PayPal address, and you can send as much as you would like, since you're sending your father Flanagan.
I have my DVD. If you really want to know how to fix this, I beg you.
Well, you have to pay a price of some kind. So,
and I will tell you
what kind of price?
Well, he's too far to spank, so I'm not.
Tell me the price.
You know, the price.
$50 donated to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There you go.
It's like $5,000 for complete absolution if you want to.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Vinny's over $50.
$5 to Vinny, $5 to you, $5 to Mike. Is that it?
I want $2,000.
Indulgences? Didn't they call that indulgences?
Well, yes, and then we have our continued absolution program where if you'll send us $39.95 monthly, you can continue to send without any issues.
That's okay, right. It's like a cremation of care ceremony every month.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Forever. And whatever you do is constantly absolved.
And you get personal contact details as well. So if you have like an emergency confessional, like if you're sitting on the toilet and you did something incredibly, incredibly awful that is just a sin to this world, and you need some instant call in gratification of absolution, that'll be it. $39.95 a month, total package. And
if you call before midnight tonight, we'll throw in a bamboo Molech for you.
Well, this has worked out better than I could have ever imagined.
See?
Yeah.
And I have to go, but I want to say two other things. I emailed Mike, and I bet he'll remember this.
He answers his emails. I send him emails.
You know, Vinny doesn't read his, so who gives a crap anyway, because Vinny doesn't read his. But I emailed Mike, and I said, you played Like a Rock. You know, on your bridge music.
Right.
And, you know, I cried, and I was sold from then on, you know. Some good Midwest Detroit music.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
He plays
Paul Simon, yeah.
Mike does play great music on the show. Definitely.
Mike's got great bridge music. And
Have you heard got a good My Ding-a-Ling? That was awesome.
But, you know, you three are great. You guys ought to think about doing this just full time.
But
Vinny, here's my last caveat. Vinny, you know, I've been in this forever, okay, and I know I'm probably coming up on a break. I'm an old gunslinger from Midwest from a long time, waiting for the crash, and I got it all. I got solar panels, food, and what have you, okay? And I was done listening to everybody. And then I heard you, the lighter side of genocide, and I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And, man, thanks, okay? And I mean that because I need to laugh, okay? Because it's...
We all do.
It's such, you know?
It's effing hard, you know? That was the realization that I had.
I need a laugh once in a while. I can't listen to all these Patriot stations, Mike. You know, it's nothing against you, Mike, and Tracy and all that, but for crying out loud, I mean, sheesh, I need a laugh.
Yeah, we try to laugh on my show from time to time. Occasionally, you know, I bring everybody to the brink of suicide, then I laugh them out of it.
I know, you do. Yeah. That's why I listen
to you. You do every time.
But Vinny's just over the top on it, and you've got a great laugh, and thank you for I forgot, what's my penance?
Your penance is 5 Hail Marys, 15 Hail Sister Tracy's, and $39.95
a month. The continued absolution.
I knew there'd be money connected.
Always is.
Of course.
Here's the thing. In your local area, okay, within driving distance or something, have you got a camera or a dictaphone, some kind of recording device? I find that the best absolution is to go out and hold somebody else to account for their sins after admitting your own and trying to force some indiscriminate justice in this world. You know, it's remarkably liberating to know that I went up to the mayor and called him a fascist scumbag.
Good for you.
Become a warrior.
Scumbaggery.
Oh, yes.
Which was a great term. I never knew it until you said it.
Yeah.
Scumbaggery.
Prime Sinister.
Well, I'll tell you what's funny. I was watching some of this coverage of these London riots earlier today, and their police.
I loved it. Prime Sinister.
Yeah, the London police chief is talking, and he's talking about criminal burglary, and he messed it up and called it criminal buggery taking place in London, and that they had CCTV shots of it all, and he was imploring the people to identify them.
Hey, London's burning.
But yeah, they've got riots going
they're
on.
They're burning
London
it
right
down.
Now. Yeah, they've been setting crap on fire. Yeah, I've been watching the video of what the show's been going.
They beat up a little 16-year-old girl on cam.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to. I guess I could watch. Tracy, tell me my absolution.
Can I say crap?
Tracy, tell me my absolution
again. You can say crap. You've been saying it the whole time.
Okay, good.
Five Hail Marys?
Beat that crap out of her.
Hail Mary.
Five Hail Marys, 15 Hail Sister Tracys.
I am,
And an ambush of your local mayor and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, Benny, listen. Screw your emails. If they want to talk to you, they can maybe put some on the chat. I hate email. I hate all that crap.
He's a little busy. You know? He emails me at 6 in the morning and says, okay, Trace, I got the show up. And I'm like, go to bed.
Well, who reads your email at 6 in the morning? Benny, what's wrong with you?
Well, the thing is, I do. There's so many things that get sent to them. Like, every time somebody comments on one of my YouTube videos and that kind of thing, every time somebody subscribes, and I've got so many activists around the world emailing me articles and things like that that I need to put up on the website or interview them about and that kind of thing. It's just, it really is. It's a tough job, and it's constant. And sometimes I feel like I need to take a break for a period of time so I don't burn out.
This is why I stopped having guests on, Vinny, because of all the freaking email. I would get an email from this guy and an email from that guy. And so I just said, no more guests.
I like my email. And Tracy, I totally understand it. How are you ever, it's not like you guys got gigantic staffs that can handle that, but I'm going to tell you, Vinny, I'm going to hang up, but man, your show, The Lighter Side of Genocide, I needed it. Because I was done listening. I was done listening to the doom and gloom. And Mike, you too, okay?
Thanks, I appreciate
it. Thank you, Tracy.
All right,
thank
you, guys, Clayton.
Okay? Great show.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Bringing healing one at a time. And it feels good.
You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide. And we'll be right back.
And gentlemen, to the Chateau de Rothschild on the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My remarkably fantastic godfather guests is Mike Chambers and Tracy Kennedy. Welcome back.
That's right. I will make an offer you can't refuse, there, Don Rothschild.
Well, that's very nice, because I already own everything else.
Well, not what I've stolen.
The question really is, what do you offer a man who already has everything?
Death.
There you go.
That might be just.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I'll make it pretty.
Oh, yeah.
How about a horse's bed? That always works.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're planning a terrorist attack or a mafioso standover, please call into the Vinny Eastwood Show, 402-237-2525. And maybe we'll get you to take it a tad less seriously so you don't go out there committing mass murders.
If you have a terror plot, call in and we'll critique it.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be expected to answer a few questions to clarify your murderousness to make sure that you're serious.
Yes.
For example, are you taking any antidepressant medications that have side effects may cause homicide? The answer is yes. Then, of course, your terror threat is probably a lot more credible.
Do you or ever have worked for the CIA?
That's right.
Are you a disgruntled TSA employee that in spite of the fact you've groped and grabbed thousands of people, you still have not gotten laid?
Do you still have a penis and use duct tape? Can I say penis?
You just did.
Oh, yes, I did.
Probably shouldn't, but that's...
It's a family show.
I think you can say that.
Yeah, but it's a family show here. Oh, but yeah, I know. Maybe I shouldn't have either. It's the problem. Those effing FCC regulations. In fact, I want to say something right here, right now. F you to the FCC. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, for our Chinese listeners, it's called the Wang, okay?
Yeah, that's right. And apparently, the stock in the Wang is very high right now. You know, it's becoming almost overinflated.
Well, it is. It's been overinflated for quite some time, and now it's about to come down to normal size. However, this has lasted longer than 4 hours, so it may not last at all.
Absolutely, and the Chinese currency, the yuan, has been coercing the Wang. And in fact, now they're thinking of doing a merger, calling it Yuan the Wang.
Yes, or for a short, Wang Chung.
That's
right. Did you hear that during the Second World War, the British sent extra large condoms and marked them all small and put them over Japan?
Really?
It's all about the Wang.
Mm.
PSYOP.
Hey, didn't you hear this article once?
It's a true story, and that's even worse.
Well, but onto the Fukushima crisis, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hear that their great solution for the 60,000-year radioactive kind of final solution to mankind, everybody's going to have deformed babies and everything, their big solution is to put a polystyrene dome over the reactors?
Well, they tried the bath salts in the water and it didn't work. What do you want from these people?
It's the problem, you know. They keep changing their stories all the time. You don't know what the heck they're talking about. They keep lying just to confuse people. People basically, look, here's the fact of the matter is, Fukushima is probably the biggest danger to everybody, like at the moment. If you had to have a look at every single danger that currently exists on Earth, Fukushima's number one. To everybody. That's as far as I'm concerned anyway. And the way that they stop people caring about the things that are the most dangerous for them is keep misinforming them and telling them things that aren't frickin' true. And that way, people get so confused that they no longer care, and now you can get them to ignore the thing that is most dangerous to them.
We might as well ignore it, because they can't stop it.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, there's plenty of easy things that you can do just in your daily life to rid your body of radiation. Ginger, garlic.
Forever?
Forever. No kidding. It's so easy to get rid of radiation, it's not even funny. And you remember when we were on with Rick Simpson, Tracy, how that even the cannabis can get rid of radiation. All right? So, you know, don't worry. It's not the crisis itself that's dangerous. It's the lack of people's information of how to deal with the crisis, okay? What they're doing is they're just telling everybody nothing to make them think that there's no problem at all. What I'm trying to do is tell you everything so that you know that there is a problem, and two, it's very easy to take steps to making a solution out of it.
If they would just say what's going on, we could deal with it. They're so worried about us freaking out.
You know, and
they keep us in a state of freaking out. I do not absolve them of this sin. Sister Tracy, take that back.
Yeah. Even if the New World Order paid me $39.95 a month, I would not absolve them of their sins. You know, I'm sorry, bro.
What if they called me up and said, Tracy, I'm really sorry?
I would send him a radioactive bamboo
molek. I have not got that call.
I would send him a radioactive bamboo molek, though.
Yeah.
A little DU, you know, inside the bamboo.
Mm. Or a DU dildo.
Well, that would...
You know, with a depleted...
That would light up night. That would light up night.
It'd be DU tipped, you know.
Yeah.
Realdoll.com.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can get them from LibyanSexToys.com. The banner's on the Vinny Eastwood Show.com.
Every product here is Gaddafi tested, Gaddafi approved.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Gaddafi is my homeboy. He even wears the same sunglasses as I do.
Who?
You know?
Do you think in fact, Gaddafi bought Saddam and what's his face?
There's something about being a Middle Eastern dictator where you tend to have a moustache and really dark sunglasses. It's not entirely different from being a character on The Matrix, you know?
Right.
Are they all in some Middle Eastern island right now watching girls dance a cooch and saying, hey, they killed you again? Oh,
yes, they're sitting there with Ken Lay, as a matter of fact.
No, wait, I've just figured it out. They're all Texas Hold'em poker players, okay? You ever see all the champion Texas Hold'em poker players? They all wear dark sunglasses and hats. I've never seen Saddam Hussein without a hat, all right? It's official, okay? The people who run the poker scams in the Middle East wind up becoming these hereditary dictators. That's what's going on here.
Maybe they're the same guys who keep sending me those bulk emails about Viagra, and I'm like, I don't even have a penis. Why are you calling me?
The word of the day.
What? Brought to you by the letter.
About you. I hope everyone's enjoying the final Vinny Eastwood show. This has been a real hoot. Thanks, Vinny, for having us on. And someday you'll have another show. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Eventually. You know, I honestly can't wait until people try to kick me off the network, you know?
Romero's in the corner right now quivering. You know it. Like, oh, my God, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
The basic ground rules are...
Separated from now on?
Well, here's the two ground rules, Tracy, okay?
Okay, number one.
Don't worry. The first ground rule is you got to have fun, and the second ground rule is it's a family show, so you can't use those naughty words. You can't say, you can say BS, you can say crap, you can say swang doodler.
Apparently you can say frickin' repeatedly.
Fracking.
That's different.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you remember in Battlestar Galactica how they used the word fracking instead of...
Yeah, and you want to know...
I wish I didn't know that, but...
Believe it or not, Vinny, I finished the series. I rewatched it over the weekend.
I decided I would go back
and watch some of the original series of the 70s.
Oh, really?
And even in the 70s, they were using the term frack.
Yes, they were.
I never caught it during the first time, but it was always a line that Starbuck used. Every time something bad was happening, he'd go, oh, frack.
Yep.
Yeah, well, in the new series, Starbuck's a girl, isn't it?
Yeah. Starbuck's a girl in the new series, yeah. Mm. Katie Sackhoff, yeah.
Well, I suppose that's what happens when you're trapped in space for goodness knows how long and exposed to Hollywood producer radiation.
Could be. But
it'd be sexier if Starbuck was a blonde hot girl, you know. That'll get the people in. Oh, and here's Lucy Lawless as well. She's freaking sexy, too. Let's put her on that. Oh, yeah.
But there's this other blonde chick who's invisible the whole freaking time.
And
fully, there's just so much sexual innuendo in the TVs these days. I can't believe it. Like, seriously, me and the missus, we just moved our TV to the next location where we're going to be moving to soon. And I've noticed since getting the TV out of the house, we've been talking a hell of a lot more.
Can't wait to get you back on, can you?
And fighting a hell of a lot less.
Really? Well, good.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
And don't bug me, honey. Wait till the commercial. Wait till the commercial.
Well, I'm not sure if because I think it's like
a couple.
You get into like this sort of the sub. Human brainwave state or something when you're watching TV, totally addictive. You can't keep your eyes off it, and that's part of its freaking magic.
Yeah, it is, and it's designed that way where you basically are just sitting there, you're vegging, and they're able to put in your brain pretty much anything they want to. That's why they do a lot of the crawls and ticker things now. You know, where they can put all kinds of stuff in there, and the backgrounds are a certain color for a reason. I mean, they've all this stuff has been psychoanalyzed and focus grouped to death. So they know exactly what this stuff will do to people and how it works and how it functions, and they use it to maximum benefit.
Have you seen the little pageant thing they do with little girls? I guess it's mostly in the States, but it's all over.
Yeah,
the glamour thing, they dress them up and they put makeup on 5-year-olds.
Did you see the little 10-year-old girl they had posing in Vogue?
Yeah, and that was from last year, Mike.
Last year? I mean, she was, I mean, yeah, my
that
God,
was
she,
last year. She was not the only one. They had a bunch of them.
Yeah, and then there was, like, Miley Cyrus's sister that they had run around in, like, lingerie. It's like, what is your problem?
And posing them as adults.
Yeah.
Like,
it's psychoactive conditioning to the population to accept a pedophile reality. And this is basically, as I see it, the family unit itself totally under attack. The women have to work, the men have to work, and they still can't frickin' make ends meet. And they got nobody with any energy or any time to spend raising their frickin' kids. So the kids wind up getting either into the care of the state, which is a huge frickin' pedophile cult if ever you saw one. 5 times more likely to be sexually abused if you're in CPS custody in the United States, and it's not entirely different with CIFS, Child, Youth, and Family Service here in New Zealand. It's basically whatever government organization has been put up to protect the family unit has basically been to protect those who destroy the family unit from getting screwed over by angry parents, you know, eugenics courts and things of that nature, were just the blueprint for the reality that it is today. And what I see on television now is like you guys said, they're kind of young kids, you know, being overly sexualized. There's these 5-year-old girls doing pelvic thrusts on stage and dancing and getting cancerous makeup put on them. All these things serve to basically create a mindset within the population, either subliminally or literally, that this kind of stuff is okay. The more you're exposed to it, the more okay it becomes.
And then while the kids are watching TV at home, because they're waiting for mom and dad to bring something home so they can pop in the microwave and sit down and pretend they actually cooked a meal, is the kids are watching these shows where mom and dad are all portrayed, especially dad, are all portrayed as these rubes that know absolutely nothing. And there's one network here, ABC Family, where they'll have a lot of shows on where it is the child who counsels the parent and who is the problem solver. And the problems that exist between mom and dad, and everything is solved by the child. It's the child who is the hero in every instance. And dad's
change
an idiot.
That you can believe in.
Yes,
change you can deceive in.
Yeah,
change you can beg for in the street.
Yeah.
Thank you, Satan.
Yeah.
You know, I did a little thing where I took some Oprah stuff, which is scary in itself, and reversed it.
Right.
And there was a thing where when she came out with Barack Obama, when you reverse that, it says, now we see. It's very clear. It's not one of those weird things where they put the reverse thing in there going, oh, I didn't really hear that. It actually says clearly, and I even tried it in my own voice, it says, now we see. I wonder what we're supposed to be seeing now. I'm not seeing him so much different than any other president. But
well, that's because he isn't.
But some of us are seeing something.
Well, we're starting to see the forest for the trees that are there. And it seems to me that because people are waking up, that change is actually going to come one of these days. But it won't be from somebody who campaigns on a platform of change, because they'll just deceive you. You're listening to
No One's Gonna Take Me.
The fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and frickin' madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go frickin' nuts. My remarkably fabulous guests today have been Tracy Kennedy and Mike Chambers. Final segment here, if you want to call in, 402-237-7777. 25 25, 402 237 25 25. Want to encourage you to get on the line right now and call in while there's still time. And basically, that's a good modus operandi to have. Keep, just go and do things while you've still got time to do them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who knows how everybody just kind of sits around missing opportunities? Like, they could be at home editing a video together, but instead they're watching somebody else's movie looking for Masonic symbology.
Or not.
You see, this is the grand difficulty that I have. In the age of technology, where the means of production have been moved into people's frickin' living rooms, where you can create new things on a computer, whether that be a radio show or a YouTube channel, yeah, or a blog or something, you've got the ability at all minutes of all of every day to make a difference in this world using the internet. But a lot of people are kind of afraid of the internet, or they just don't want to put the work in, or basically, they've got some excuse. Everybody's got one to not do anything.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that even in the alternative media, and now even in the mainstream media, a lot of these major talk show hosts and alternative book people are doing these shows from their homes. It's not so much a guy walking into a studio anymore. I know a guy by the name of Joe Pags, who does shows in San Antonio, Denver, and like two or three other states around America. It's all done from his office at home. Every bit of it. And it's just amazing how, you know, far this has come. I had used to do a morning show years ago in mainstream radio, and one of the things I'd posited to the owner of the radio station, because I lived so far away, was that we do my show from home, but when we analyze the cost of it, it's going to be thousands a month just to do. And it's like, no, we're not going to do that. You can keep on driving, Hoss. And so I did. Wow. But I'd wanted to, we'd seriously looked into installing a studio in my house, but the cost was just way out of whack. And now with just, you know, really, you know, to be have a full blown studio in a home, you know, $200 or $300 worth of equipment, a couple computers. There's not much you can't do.
We're in my bedroom right now, Logitech.
Oh, are we?
Headset, which the guys are saying.
The lights are low. We're in Trace's bedroom.
Don't make me hug you. We'll have to get the Marvin Gaye on.
Are we sitting on the bed, or are we at a desk?
We're at a desk, buddy.
I thought maybe you were all stretched across the bed there, waiting for some intimate conversation.
I've had intimate conversation for almost an hour and a half. I haven't been using you, boy, so don't.
No, okay. I didn't. You know, it's fine. I've been used before. You know, and sometimes, you know, in that respect, it does feel good to be used.
Oh, I'll buy you a drink, though.
Yeah, and just remember, guys. It's a family show.
This was not rude. I didn't say rude. What?
Wait for it.
Romero's message of these two will never be on together again.
Never, ever
again. Ever, ever, ever.
Other than that, they'll never be pulled apart, kind of like those neodymium magnets. I wanted to kind of leave on a positive note here, and it's
that's
like,
about the only way we could go at this point.
Yeah. Well, see, I want to preface this by explaining why it's important to have a bit of a laugh and that kind of thing. I mean, my real problem with this world is that I don't understand it, and I'm acting under the assumption that I'll never fully understand it. Okay, and that makes me feel pretty upset. Because it means that if you want to have something like enlightenment, or if you want to have something like a full spectrum knowledge of what's really going on here, it's basically unobtainable. You know, you can know a little bit or a lot about different subjects, but ultimately it's impossible to know everything. Just like our fabulous caller who's just called in now, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys. It's good to hear you.
Hey, what's your name, buddy?
My name's Mike. I'm from Minnesota.
How's it going, man?
It goes really good today. I heard you were looking for somebody to call in, so I thought I'd come in and say my soul, or so my say, about Elenin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How did you wake up to the New World Order and all of this kind of junk?
September 18th, 2001. I'm looking at some crash site pictures of the 63 or 963 or whatever in Pennsylvania. My little brother, who is behind me, we're looking at the internet pictures, and he's standing behind me, and he's swearing up and down that is not a crash site from that airplane. He said, I have seen 400 different crash sites and different pictures and stuff and videos, because he is a pilot and he flies it. And he was the first one. In fact, he threw his hands over, he crossed his hands and he stood back from the computer and he said, I bet my life that that's not that crash site that plane went into. Because
wow.
It just doesn't add. So from that point on, I just kind of kept my eye on things, and then by January of 2002, I was absolutely convinced the whole thing was bullshit.
Oh,
sorry.
And you got to say BS when we're under FCC regulations. And moving on from that, did you experience, like I think we all did, you kind of get sapped by the reality of it, and it just upsets you so much that you have to find a coping mechanism like laughter in order to deal with it? How long did that take?
Well, I got pretty bent out of shape over realizing that my government had lied to me, and then I started putting some things together of seeing things that I'd seen while I was in the military, and then some things that I'd seen here locally I brought it to another guy's attention probably back in 1996. No, 94, I did. And he brought in, I told him what I saw, and he said, that sounds like one of those black ops that my dad's always into. He said, my dad's always into this, this and that and everything else. And so he brought me, and he said, he always sends me this stuff, So one day, this is the guy that worked for me. And so one day he brings in a couple copies of The Spotlight, a newspaper published out of Washington, D.C., and I believe the publisher's name was Tom Valentine. And he also used to have himself a radio program. Anyway, this is, back years and years ago, okay? So I don't know exactly how. I want to say the newspapers he brought in were about 2 years old. So I'm kind of, looking through the stuff in the Spotlight, and it's like the National Enquirer of, conspiracy theories. And they're quite popular back in the day, as I recall. The government had to put him out of business because of it. Anyway, I see a picture in here of the exact piece of equipment that I saw at 3 o'clock in the morning on a flatbed railroad car, and out in the middle of nowhere, a piece of armored equipment that I could not identify as being United States. It was all painted white, and there was whole bunches of them. And I'm watching them go through on this fairly slow moving freight. There's probably about 20 of them. There were about 10 flat cars full of these things. And in the picture, it had them identified as a Soviet riot, we'd call it tank or something like that, a vehicle. Anyway, it had about a 6-inch barrel on it and it was a 6 inches around, one barrel, and it was 6 inches long. And there was piles of them here. But anyway, that's what kind of clued me in on it. But I called, I jumped on here to talk about Elanin.
Give us a breakdown. What is Elanin?
My thought on Elanin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I missed your last statement.
Oh, I was just wondering, what is Elanin?
I'm not sure what it is, but I'm disregarding everything that everybody says it is, and I'm disregarding what people say it could do or can do, and I'm simply looking at the alignments. Have you seen that video?
No.
I bet Mike has.
I've not seen the video, but I've heard about the alignments.
The alignments were kind of done out in a little bit called. I saw it on YouTube, and it's different from all the rest, but it's kind of the. I think it's the original one. It's called Comet Elanin and His Return, but. Disregarding everything that they tell you about it, just look at the alignments, and you can see the alignments of the different catastrophes, starting with the earthquakes in Chile and moving off to where the heck that was the other one. Fukushima was 4 days ahead or 3 days ahead of alignment. Christchurch, New Zealand, that was dead on. You know, they're following these things. So now you've got three alignments, and you have three evidences of some sort of natural-looking catastrophe that's happened on the Earth, even though this comet's on the other side of the sun. Now it's coming around. I'm suggesting this. I'm thinking that this is something that this is a giant cover-up, and this is the cover-up.
I'm actually in agreement with you. I think that a lot of these massive events that are going on around the world are part of something far bigger than just global warming or PSYOPs or something like that. I think there's NASA scientists that have come out saying that almost all the planets in our solar system are changing hugely, like massive changes in their
clouds. They all warmed, and some of them have turned. Yeah, ones that turned like Pluto, they just said aren't planets.
So there's something going on. Thank you so much for calling in, Mike. You really kind of enriched the show, man. Thanks very much. All right. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another fabulous edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And hopefully, we'll see you again sometime if we don't get all wiped out by some cosmic disaster.